You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
How is commercial fishing with surface longline vessels impacting marine life?
Longline vessels impact mostly seabirds, but also marine mammals that come and feed on fish that's caught on the line. So species that are well known for doing that are orca, pilot whales, false killer whales, and sometimes sperm whales as well will do this on bottom longline. And surface longline is mostly a problem with seabirds. So in terms of marine mammals, the main problem is fishing nets, both mobile fishing nets like trawl nets that are being dragged through the water or sometimes over the seafloor, and also gill nets which are left in the water, so they just sit in the water like a wall of netting. Those are the main problem for marine mammals.
How do you define bycatch, and what can we see is happening?
So bycatch is a sort of a term that makes it sound slightly less serious, that you are killing marine mammals and seabirds,
right,
as well as fish. So obviously people are intending to catch fish, and you could argue they have a social license to catch fish, whereas you couldn't argue that fishing industry has a social license to be killing marine mammals and seabirds and turtles and coral and other kinds of wildlife that are caught accidentally, you could argue, but it's not really accidental in that you know before you put a gill net in the water that if there's any dolphins, for example, in the area, you're going to be catching some dolphins. What you don't know is how many dolphins are you going to be catching, but it's a known risk factor, not just in New Zealand, but also overseas. This is well known.
What would be a better, more accurate term for bycatch that doesn't misinform?
Yeah, so some people, like Forest and Bird, for example, calls it bykill. Yeah, bycatch is really a bit of a not of a very satisfactory kind of a term. So basically people call bycatch anything that they did not want to catch. So if you've gone out fishing for snapper, say, and you catch either other species that you weren't intending to be catching, or even snapper that are too small, then they would call that bycatch. And often that sort of fish catch is then dumped. So species that are not profitable to be bringing back to shore, or that are illegal because they're too small, are usually dumped at sea. And also seabirds and marine mammals that are caught in fishing gear are also usually dumped at sea. Some people call it accidental catch or accidental bycatch, but again, that doesn't really get it because it's not truly accidental. And then some people call it incidental catch or incidental bycatch. It's just catch, and what you intend to catch, if that's all you want to catch, then you should be using hook and line methods, preferably active hook and line rather than putting it in the water and leaving it there. And then you can decide which fish you want to keep and which fish you don't want to keep. And if you don't leave the gear in the water for too long, it will still be alive. Another really good method is fish traps. And again, the fish will be, so long as the fish trap is checked often enough, the fish will be alive. And then you can keep the fish you want and put the other catch back alive. The problem is with bulk fishing methods like gill nets and trawling, you catch a whole bunch of stuff that you don't want. That is a real problem. You need to use the most selective fishing gear available for the fish that you're trying to catch. So, for example, grouper is caught around New Zealand, and in Kaikoura people are using gill nets to catch grouper, and so they're catching quite a few dolphins while they're doing that. Whereas everywhere else in the country, they use longline to catch grouper and they don't catch any dolphins doing that. So it's a matter of using the most selective fishing gear and using the right fishing gear in the right place.
How were Hector's and Maui's dolphins affected by commercial fishing in Aotearoa last year?
So last year there were no cameras on boats yet, or only on a very small number. And this year, so far, 6 Hector's dolphins have been killed in fishing nets in just over 3 months, from 20th of September was the first one, and 3rd of January is the last one I know about, off the east coast of South Island. And in that same period last year, there was only one dolphin caught. So we used to see only a very small tip of the iceberg. Now we can see a slightly bigger part of the iceberg, but it's still not enough to get a reliable estimate of how many dolphins are killed in fishing nets. The main reason for that is that there are a lot of exceptions. So there are no cameras going onto boats that are less than 8 metres or boats bigger than 32 metres. And they're only going on boats that say that they intend to fish in dolphin habitat. And MPI uses a very limited definition of what is dolphin habitat. So by the time you have removed all those boats, you're left with about half of the boats that are going to be getting cameras eventually in a year or two. And right now, about 13% of the boats fishing with these lethal fishing nets in Maui dolphin habitat have cameras on, and about a quarter of the boats in New Zealand so far. Now, that's major progress, but there are a few flies in the ointment. Because of those exception rules of boat size, etc., the sample that gets cameras is not representative. There are a few other problems with the camera program, but that's probably the major one.
What is the importance of having cameras on board commercial fishing boats?
So it's a huge step in the right direction to have more monitoring of fishing boats. There have been observers placed on fishing boats as well in the past, but that was a very small sample of fishing boats that had observers on. So it's really important, and it's major progress, to get more of these cameras on the boats and get a better idea of how many marine mammals and how many seabirds are being caught. But before we'll get a reliable estimate, we need to make sure that the cameras go on a representative sample of the fishing boat, so all boat sizes or areas, and they should be using observers as well alongside the cameras, at least in the first instance, because that's important to estimate how many dolphins drop out of the net before it comes into view of the camera. Again, that's a well-known issue both in New Zealand and overseas. And another issue is how much of the footage is actually being checked. So it sounds like MPI are struggling to look at all of the footage that's being collected. But more importantly, what we should be doing is to stop killing dolphins, whales and seabirds, not just counting the dead dolphins. So cameras are brilliant as a research tool, but they are not a management tool. They're not going to solve the problem. They're only going to count the problem.
Yeah, that's interesting. I guess cameras are necessary, but at the end of the day, native dolphins are still dying, and
exactly,
and nothing much is changing. So can you tell us how we can ensure that dolphins and seabirds aren't caught?
Very easy. So with the dolphins, it's a matter of avoiding the use of gill nets and trawl nets in their habitat. And likewise with seabirds, it's a matter of not using long lines. Or with long lines, there are actually several really good methods of reducing or eliminating bycatch of seabirds. So one of those is called tory lines. These are lines, kind of a streamer that you run off the back of the vessel that's putting the long lines into the water with the bait on. And these lines make it difficult for the birds to get anywhere near the hooks. Other methods that work really well for long lines and seabirds are to avoid setting at night, especially on moonlit night, and to thaw the bait before you put the bait on the hooks. So the bait is frozen before it gets used. And if the bait is still frozen when the hooks go into the water, the bait will literally float, a bit like an ice cube in a drink. And there are various other ways of reducing bird bycatch that include putting the long line in the water actually underwater through a chute so that the seabirds can't see it. So there's various things you can do about seabird bycatch on long lines, whereas there is nothing that you can do to avoid catching dolphins and other marine mammals in gill nets and trawl nets. There are various things that have been tested, but none of them work particularly well. So the main issue with bycatch is to reduce the amount of use of gill nets and trawling, full stop, and to keep it well away from marine mammals. And with the seabirds, the issue is to actually use these mitigation methods that work quite well with long lining.
How easy would this be to instill in Aotearoa? I mean, obviously it is difficult as we're not there yet.
Yeah.
What would it require? I mean, more petition signing and protesting and...
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. There are no practical obstacles, but obviously the fishing industry lobbies government hard to let them fish with whatever fishing methods they want to use. And so there's been two steps have been taken. One is Sea Shepherd took a court case in the US Court of International Trade, and the US, as a result of that court case, which is still ongoing, but already so far the US has now banned the import of fish caught in Maui dolphin habitat in gill nets and trawl nets. So that's one way to do it, is for other countries to say, we're not buying your fish if you don't stop killing these dolphins. And now, of course, individuals can do that. So whenever you go to a supermarket to buy fish or a restaurant, then you can ask people how it was caught. And if they mention nets of any description, then don't buy the fish. And also with tuna, there are certain types of tuna that are caught reasonably sustainably and other types of tuna that you totally shouldn't touch. So as a consumer, we actually have a lot of influence, possibly more that way than we do in the way of protesting. Another step that's been taken is the International Whaling Commission has repeatedly urged New Zealand to stop killing Maui dolphins in particular, because there's only 48 Maui dolphins left now, latest estimate.
Mm.
And the Whaling Commission's had a critical look at the method that New Zealand uses to not only manage bycatch of dolphins, but to estimate how many dolphins are being caught. And they were very critical. And the New Zealand government is now putting out a tender, a contract, for somebody to improve the MPI model that's used for estimating dolphin bycatch. And they reckon that will take 2 years, and they will report back to the International Whaling Commission in 2026. So that's another kind of embarrassment factor for New Zealand. It's not a good look for New Zealand to be killing endangered dolphins that are only found in New Zealand. A lot of consumers overseas would be very surprised to hear that. So all of that is about scientific pressure from international scientists saying, stop doing this, stop killing these dolphins. The IUCN is another group that have been doing that. So there's quite a bit of international pressure, and that seems to be almost more effective than local national protests. But nevertheless, if people want to meet with their local MP or, you know, do anything to highlight this issue, a lot of New Zealanders are not aware of the problem, and a lot of people who buy New Zealand products overseas are not aware of the problem. Yeah, those are the kinds of things that we can do, and the international pressure seems to be quite influential, and in particular this court case resulting in a ban on fish exports. Now you're talking a literally a financial or economic incentive to stop killing dolphins. That seems to be more effective than anything else that's happened so far.
That was really interesting and quite sad.
On the positive side, I mean, getting more of these cameras on boats is really good, so that the problem will become more obvious, not only to MPI who are estimating how many dolphins are killed, but also to the public. So that's a good thing. And the dolphin protected areas have slowly over the years increased in size. So we are getting somewhere. But both with the monitoring of bycatch and with the avoiding of bycatch, we're sort of about halfway there. So it's not like no progress is being made, but it's very slow progress and we're about halfway there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.